You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Next week, San Francisco is getting a new mayor. More than 6 months after former Mayor Ed Lee died suddenly in office, London Breed narrowly beat progressive state assemblyman Mark Leno in a ranked choice election. Breed has been on the city's board of supervisors since 2012. She will be the first woman of color to lead the city and the second woman ever after Dianne Feinstein. London Breed is set to be sworn in next week, and we spoke to her about her vision for a city where she has lived almost her entire life.
I grew up in San Francisco. I grew up in public housing. So many of my friends and family members grew up here. They can't afford to live here anymore. And I don't want what happened to us to happen to the next generation of San Franciscans. So we need to make better decisions clearly now that will impact the future. But more importantly, we also need to make sure that we are addressing the issues now. And part of that with our homeless population, issues around mental health and addiction are the biggest challenges we face with our homeless population. I mean, I just saw recently on a post about be careful about this man. He just walked up and, you know, he hit me in the face and the police couldn't find him. And I don't want this to continue to happen. I mean, they find him, they lock him up in jail. And then what? That doesn't solve the problem. This person more than likely needs assistance in a different kind of way. And so I just think we've allowed what is happening on our streets to continue for much too long, and we need to take a more firm stance to address it.
And obviously, homelessness is just one part of the problem. It extends, and it's very similar to what's happening here in New York City, is the housing crisis, essentially. People can't afford to stay in their homes or even to purchase homes. What do you see as some initiatives are you thinking of to try and provide either affordable housing or helping those who are in the middle to get a foothold?
So first of all, what the data shows here in San Francisco, unfortunately, a large part of our homeless population, they were actually housed in San Francisco before they became homeless. And so part of keeping San Franciscans housed includes, number one, Proposition F just passed, that's right to civil council. So the ability to fund that and provide people with assistance with an attorney who could help keep them housed is important. Also providing rent subsidies, because sometimes you have people who have lost their jobs and they may just need a few months to get them over the hump so that they're not evicted. That's important as well. Keeping people housed, rehabilitation of some of our dilapidated public and affordable housing units. Those are the kinds of things that are going to help stabilize housing for those who actually have housing now. And the other part of it is we have got to get creative around housing production in San Francisco, building more housing and building more housing faster. And then also focusing on trying to diversify affordable housing so that it is for low-income, moderate-income, middle-income residents in San Francisco. It is not going to be just one thing that is going to help get us to a better place. But I do think that it's going to be important that we cut back on the bureaucratic red tape that gets in the way of housing production. That's going to be one of the most important things we do because we need to build more housing and build it faster.
There was recently a cover story in Harper's about the death of a great American city, focusing on New York City and its sort of crisis of affluence, as they call it. And I'm wondering, we're seeing this happen in San Francisco as well. Really, you know, within the city itself, has become extremely affluent. It's not just the tech industry, but it's the jobs, it's the money, it's raised the price of living for people. Do you worry that not only will San Francisco have been gentrified, but it really will lose a sense of its soul?
Well, I just think that, you know, that's extreme. San Francisco is definitely changed, but it's an amazing city. And it's an amazing city, not because of its monuments, but because of its people. And there are still pockets of our city where it is clear that many of us native-borns and many of us who have been here for many, many years who bring that sort of, you know, San Francisco feel, we're still here. And part of it is, you know, we definitely, as a city, we have got to do a better job with, as we increase job growth. I mean, we have a less than 3% unemployment rate. The last time I checked, it was around 2.1. And we have incredible economic opportunity. But again, it has to be about connecting the job growth, the economic opportunity to the existing population, and also to housing production, so that we're not pushing people out. Because that's what's happened when we focused on jobs, jobs, jobs. Everything was about jobs. So as the number of jobs here in San Francisco increased, we basically created for every 8 jobs, 1 new unit of housing. And we wonder why we have a crisis. We can't do business that way if we're going to be able, you know, to survive the next 10 years. And that's why housing production and job growth go hand in hand, but also preparing the next generation of young San Franciscans growing up in the city, making a real connection between what's happening in their lives and their ability to see a future for themselves in this city.
London Breed is the mayor-elect of San Francisco and is currently on the city's Board of Supervisors. Mayor-elect Breed, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.